truly opinionated. We do it for the culture. A group of
yo. Welcome to the Top Podcast, Truly Opinionated People Podcast, where there's a lot of truth, just as many opinions, and we got a pretty cool episode for y'all tonight. First and foremost, let's shout out to our man, sweet brother Noomsi, whom is not feeling well right now. We send our love out to him. So we will, you know, have the show with just myself, Crown Vic. To my left, I got...
Here, what it do, baby? It's your boy, Mr. Durek himself. I know I don't got the Durek today, but whatever. Just Doug in the building.
I'm over you. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Love, Jamie.
And it's your boy, D. Carey, a.k.a. Carey These Nuts. A.k.a. I'm dope as fuck. What's up?
Yeah. All right, so we got some pretty cool topics to talk about with y'all tonight. You know, first and foremost, we're going to get into... none other than Ola Jovito, Jigga, my nigga, Wazam, celebrated his 50th birthday, December 4th. And in honor of his 50th birthday, Jay-Z released his entire discography on Spotify. Did I say that right?
You said it right.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. All right. So just a little bit of background. Jay-Z had pulled the majority of his catalog off of Spotify, and who knows, maybe that was because he had his own streaming service, maybe. So anyway, we're just gonna talk about, you know, the top thoughts, you know, name your favorite albums and your favorite songs, contributions by Jigga himself. And I am personally a fan, my favorite rapper of all time. So,
that's your favorite rapper.
Yeah, that's my favorite rapper of all time.
That's her. We always used to get into it.
We would be about on Nas and Jay-Z battle on a bus and shit.
But it's about Jay-Z tonight. So.
Yeah. So, I should say my favorite retired rapper, you know, whatever.
And they ain't
but,
retired.
But,
you can't retire from rap.
You know, my favorite album of all time is Reasonable Doubt. No doubt that is
that's my your favorite one.
One of all time. I'm gonna give you a list, but you know, Reasonable Doubt was definitely. I mean, all the I can't really say I got a favorite track. Like all the tracks. Like some that I do can recite. Like for word, like Coming of Age featuring Memphis Bleek, right? Featuring him yet? Yo, that's my shit. Like, I love it. Like, I love where we at. I love how that song tells the story, and I love how they communicate back and forth in that song. That's my song. I love Feeling It. That's my shit. That's what's really...
like my favorite song, yes, on Reasonable Doubt. Like, Feeling It.
That's what really got me introduced to that album. I heard the song, and I was like, oh shit. You know, I'm here like, what? God, I don't even remember, to be honest with you. But I was like, oh, I'm feeling that. Yeah. Like, ooh, what the fuck? Let me get the album. But yeah, Can't Knock the Hustle, of course. That's you know, Mary J on that joint. You know. Brooklyn's Finest, that's one of my favorites too. Featuring Biggie, that's my shit. I can recite that word for word. No, I'm gonna do it right now. That's what I do when, you know, it's just me Dolo in the car and I'm, you know, taking a road trip
concert.
Yeah, you see your baby small. But yeah. Reasonable Doubt, number one for me. Secondly, I'm gonna say The Blueprint.
Okay.
Ain't gonna give too much detail, but a couple of my favorite tracks. Never Change. That's my shit. I used to, it was like 12-year-old me listening to Never Change, acting like I'm going through some shit. So I'm crying and shit.
The struggle that was real.
You know, them growing pains. Yeah. A song, Cry, that was one of my faves. Yeah. I remember listening to that song over and over.
I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
My song, father's.
You got that. Yeah, you got it.
I remember listening to that song when my father's mom passed away. Okay. And I don't know why I was so emotional, but I was listening to this song. But anyway, don't judge me. And Renegade. All right. And thirdly would be Blueprint 2.1. Right under that would be the Black Album, the entire album. And American Gangster for me. I know it might sound weird, that'd be my favorite rap, and I'm only picking like kind of new work. But I had to just be honest with myself. Like, you know, I could play the albums, but when we talking about faves, these are my faves.
Hey, that's all
right. And I don't know what album this song is on, but this is one of my top like threes of his. Sunshine featuring Foxy Brown. I don't know what album. I don't know if maybe that was just a mixtape. Maybe that was just a single. But I don't know what album that's on. But that is like one of my all time favorite songs. Touch me with
hard on. Hey, she would have been listening to all night.
That's what I am. Night, watch me in the car with Jigga. But yeah.
So Doug, what's some of your favorite?
Or is
Hov
he your
album?
Favorite? Or
I mean, I ain't a huge Hov fan. Yeah. I mean, I rock. I respect what he does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think my favorite album would probably be the Black Album. But that's only because it's closer to
your time.
Yeah. So a couple of joints off there. I mean, Allure.
Yeah.
Classic. Dirt off your shoulder, you gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely wasn't a Harlem Shake on that.
It was to me.
They twisted it up. You know, they bothered. They twisted it up.
But no, I mean, he's definitely one of the goats.
For sure.
Top five, for sure, for me.
I've always liked his, you know, entrepreneurship and, you know, his hustle. He's definitely one of my favorite rappers of all time. Yeah. He's just not, you know, before Nas, but we're gonna keep it on hold. As far as like some of my favorite albums, definitely Reasonable Doubt. I put Blueprint 2 as my number one Hov album, and I actually put American Gangsta like 3-4. The whole from start to finish, I could listen to American Gangsta. I think that one is kind of slept on. Of course, the Black Album. Of that course, classic. The Black Album. But
Black Album,
as far as like,
sirs,
if I had to pick three, I would say Blueprint 2, Reasonable Doubt, and American Gangsta.
Okay. That's all right. Y'all better than me because I like Jay-Z as a human being and an entrepreneur. His music, I do rock with his music, but I've never been like the biggest Jay-Z fan. Like, maybe it's just the Southern in me. But I do like how everything he stands for is, and I wouldn't mind like one day ever go like just to sit down and pick his brain. Like, I guess the maturation of him growing up being a dope boy and the businessman that he is now and how he just, the thought process and everything, like, bro, like that's
how he navigated
crazy. Mm-hmm. And like, you really won out here, bro.
Yeah.
And, like, so that just personal is, I salute him. I definitely respect him. Try to pay attention to that. But as far as his music, like I said, I don't have any favorite albums, favorite songs. I do rock with his songs, but like I said, maybe it's the Southern in me. I just never like gravitated towards. I gotta listen to Jay-Z. But like I said, that's just me.
But shout out to them turning 50.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Already. Happy
a lot of the like staples in hip hop are now getting to that older age. So like, you know how like rock and genres like that, they kind of still be performing 60 years old. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can have the same thing for hip hop because that's always been like a
some
night
been taking it to 50. So
to where like once you get to a certain age, you don't need to be rapping no more. So hopefully we can.
I feel like Hov is in a lane of his own. I feel like his music is timeless and he could rap until he's 65, 75, and I probably would still listen to him. I just have to understand that the music is going to be catered to, you know,
his audience.
Yeah.
That age group.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, who knows? He said he's going to retire before and come out with something. So
I mean, we have not heard the last of him. He's still all in the tabloids. He's everywhere.
No. He's making moves, though, for sure. So
he's always said it. He's always said it. He could sell water.
I ain't got a billion streams. I got a billion dollars.
Hey. Yeah. Well, keeping it on the music piece as far as the topics are tonight, I know I'm personally excited about... Don't do me. I'm personally excited about the Millennium Tour 2020. This is like the second. Y'all really doing me tonight. Okay. All right. So I know some of our watchers and our listeners like, you know, some of these acts. So Omarion is hashtag unbothered on Lil Fizz, a.k.a. Fizzle Pop.
Fizzle Pop.
Birthday.
Oh, my God.
He announced that he's taking the Millennium Tour on the road for the second year because they actually had a Millennium Tour this year and I was in attendance. But here's the kicker, without B2K. So Omarion and Bow Wow are co-headlining the show. And just, you know, for a couple of acts, because I was a B2K fan, but not like heavy. Mm-hmm. So
Bow Wow, Ying Yang Twins, Omarion, Lloyd, Sammy, Pretty Ricky, which was like my favorite act on this show. And then Soulja Boy, and he just announced that Ashanti is being added to the lineup. So again, y'all can come for me, but I will be in attendance again because it just, you know, Ashanti, her first album.
So when Bow Wow and Omarion performed,
I said, Lil Bow Wow, you just found out the way you move so fast across the
Oh my God.
Y'all act like So Def want the shit. And he has some bangers.
Like, I would listen to it in my car or at home, but a concert, I don't think I can do that.
And Pretty Ricky?
I listen to them dudes when I'm at home or in my car.
Yeah, going I mean, to I the felt concert, like that too. Like, would I really want to go to a concert?
No.
I mean, I'd go to this one before going to the one that was last year.
Well, because it was, you know, B2K. They still had a good show. What was it? Mario, Ying Yang Twins, Lloyd.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it was a very successful tour.
Pretty Ricky.
That's why they're doing it again. So it's very successful. And, you know, Omarion about that bag. So Fizzlepop messed that bag up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, Fizzlepop.
He getting the love of hip hop checks.
He's going to be babysitting.
I think they said, I saw a report that said Omarion is slated to make about $4 million off of this tour. So
damn,
he's hashtag unbothered and you know, always stay gracious. Hey, that's revenge is your paper. and that's exactly what he did with that.
What he said, I ain't blame it all on him, but 99% they crazy, bro.
Well, moving on, another topic. It's my understanding there's a 11-year-old ballerina by the name of Charlotte Nebris. Okay. She dances into history as the first Black lead in the NYC Ballet's The Nutcracker. And to my understanding, she is one of the first African Americans to lead. And among her peers are also some of the first ethnicities to perform in The Nutcracker.
Some of the other nationalities that they have is, you know, half Chinese and half Korean, half Greek. So it's a melting pot of different cultures and ethnicities that are actually, you know, performing lead roles. And this is a historical moment. You know, Charlotte Nebris is a student at the School of American Ballet. And if you didn't know, they have a history of, you know, especially like for their principal dancers, them being predominantly, you know, white. And I believe about 4 or 5 years ago, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Misty Copeland. She's also an African-American ballerina. They named her their principal dancer at the American School of American Ballet. So this is a big deal. You know, the Nutcracker things of, you know, ballet historically has always been a, you know, white led.
Yeah.
That's you know their field kind of.
Right. Like right. And for her to be, I believe her mother is from the Philippines and her father is from Trinidad.
Oh, cool.
So
it's cool mix up.
So she's playing Marie and I think it's dope. You representation for me is everything. And when you have kids who love ballet, but they've always seen, you know, predominant people that don't look like them, but then they can actually look at this and say, oh, wow, I see Charlotte. And, you know, she this is attainable. I don't have to look at this as a dream anymore. But this can be a reality for me. So I thought it was cool and wanted to drop that in the topics for the week because it definitely has been a highlight in the news this past week.
Especially for little girls, if they see she looks like me, you know what I'm saying? So I can do this. It's not just, oh, you have to be you have to look a certain way and it'll have to be a certain color. Like, no, like a little Black girl is obtainable to do it as well. So that's what's up, man. Like for any little young girl to do that.
Shout out to Black Excellence.
Yes, sir.
Word. So, moving on, man. I don't even want to bring this guy's name up, but you know this guy, George Zimmerman, yo. I wish he'd get up out the news. I wish he'd get up out the television. I wish he'd just get the hell up out of here. Yeah. But so George
George Zimmerman is suing Trayvon Martin's attorney and his family for $100 million in a what he wants to call a defamation case. yo,
it's clown.
You know, I always thought defamation was, you know, you giving false statements about an individual.
You did something.
They really tried to defame you on false information, but. This is all facts, bro.
Yeah.
You know, as much as y'all, you know, I was so pissed when I read that his lawyer was saying, you know, it's a tragic that Trayvon Martin is dead, but his client is not responsible. Mm. That rubbed me the wrong way. Like, you know what I'm saying? He said he wasn't responsible because he was acquitted.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying?
So we playing on words. He absolutely is responsible for the reason.
So that just made my stomach turn. What do y'all feel about this?
All right, it's like he's making his parents relive that trauma all over again.
Oh yeah, you
know what I'm saying?
It's like, bro, like,
okay, their child is not here with them anymore, but you're still walking around acting the ass. You know what I'm saying? Doing whatever, and it's like, yo, like, why? First of all, you're not gonna get that money. You're not gonna win. This shit will get thrown out. I know I heard something that Benjamin Crump, he's the attorney for the Martin's family, and was talking about it. It's like, this is not even gonna make it to court, but he's gonna do the proper paperwork to get the shit thrown out. Like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. Like, why? Like, you're trying to say that, okay, someone, the girlfriend that was called, like, they tried to coerce the witness. It was like, I remember when they had this special, which, shout out to Jay-Z, because he was the one that was behind that, was the special was on BET about the whole trial. And it was like, yo, like, I still don't understand, like, why did you even do any of this, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, why, like, if the police, like, call, when you were on the phone with the police, they told you not to go after this person. Right. Just stay in the car and they'll come out there. But you took it upon yourself and you murdered somebody. Like, bro, you got away with murder, bro. And now you're trying to come after them because people see you as a murderer. You're a murderer.
Yeah, that's
like, I don't care what.
And you know... Man, what's just so crazy to me is just the fact that this whole Trayvon, it was funny how they mentioned that in the article, how, you know, Trayvon, this whole Trayvon Martin thing is what kind of started this whole racial tension and brutality towards Black men. And, you know, and it's just, it's go back at 2012, like.
It seemed like a long time.
It doesn't. And it's like, if you look at everything that we've gone through since that incident was really sparked a lot of racial tension, man, we went from school shootings, church shootings, people in Florida, you know, damning their right to, what is it? Stand your ground, you know, and stuff like that. We went from, yo, so many men killed by police. I can't even think of their names right now, but. It's just so, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
And then how, for him to come back, you know, saying he can't get a job and he can't do this and just that and the third. It's like, dude,
but he
go sit
gun,
down.
Right?
It's like, there is no type of remorse in his body. Mm-hmm. It's like, you need to be sitting in a fucking corner, shutting the fuck up and staying like, up out like the public
nigga,
eye.
This nigga got away.
Because why
murder?
Are you still alive? For real, for real.
That's the real surprise.
Why are you still acting like you're supposed to be a civilian? You're not a fucking civilian. You're a murderer.
Exactly.
You're a fucking murderer.
Exactly.
I just don't understand. And is he even pure white?
No.
No, I think he's like, he's Hispanic or something.
Yeah, he looks Hispanic.
He's not white.
Wow.
Besides the point.
His wife.
Yeah, it is besides the point.
This lawsuit is... Like you said, it may not even go anywhere.
Stupid,
so.
But the fact that you even thought about this is a good idea to file it, it's just that privilege. Like, bruh, you're not giving two fucks about this man's family. Like, you took their son from them. Like, how would you feel if someone took your son and then after years go by, oh, I'm going to sue them for $100 million?
I think that's the furthest thing from his mind, because if he was thinking that way, you know, Trayvon Martin would be celebrating however old he was supposed to turn this year. So it's not even a thought in his mind.
That shit crazy.
That shit's just so fucked up.
Yeah,
like, you literally got away with murder and now you still trying to come back and be on bullshit. Like, bro, if you don't sit your ass down, go under a rock or
and,
some shit.
You know, they're really
stay the fuck
feeding
out the way at that point.
They're really feeding off, I think his name is Ben Crump, the one who wrote the book.
Yeah.
About someone, if y'all know the title, I can't think of it off top, but it was basically the justified genocide of killing
black men in America.
Yeah, something like that. So he's basically, he's throwing that in there too, you know, basically saying his George Zimmerman's lawyer spoke on how he thought it was disgusting that Ben Crump became famous off of George's demise, basically. And I'm like, dude, this was a real life event that happened.
Exactly.
It ain't even about you for real, nigga.
And he took a life.
You know, you, but you besides the point right now, because after this, some shit happened.
Yeah.
So it's not only he's speaking on that situation. I'm sure he's speaking. I haven't read the book, but I'm sure he's speaking about overall, like.
But that's when people don't like you when you tell the truth. Like that's the thing that just that irritates me when people are like, don't talk about that or don't stop bringing it up. But it's like, bro, this is truthful stuff that happens to people that look like us. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like if we're not talking about it, who the hell they're not talking about it?
Yeah, right. They're definitely not.
So they sweep it on the rug like, oh, it ain't a big deal. It's not a big deal because it's not you. It's a big deal because. That can be anybody that looks like us, any child, any cousin. No, that's not cool. So there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And, so, you know.
I hope they just solve that stuff
real fast.
I hope
they dismiss that shit. Yeah. And don't even hear it.
Yeah. That shit ain't going nowhere.
For $1 million?
$100 million.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. $100 million.
Yeah, $100 million.
Are you out your like, fucking
clown
mind?
Shit.
Exactly. You got away with murder. Sit your ass down somewhere.
Whatever. Shit. All right, well, moving on to even more craziness of how just, you know, Michael Vick, okay, everyone knows Michael Vick, everyone knows the drama that he's been in over several years now. Thousands have signed a petition demanding that Michael Vick be removed as the Pro Bowl captain. Deion, speak a little more about, okay, so what... Number one is Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl is just it's before the Super Bowl. It's like all the players that are not in the Super Bowl
Can
get voted in for having a great year and everything.
They
have like they make a whole week out of it and everything. So it's like they have different tournaments and different active stuff for players just to celebrate them.
It's kind of like an All-Star game, but
For football. You know what I'm saying? So
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead and say your take, Doug, before I get into it.
speak more about it. You know,
so
they've signed a petition to remove him. So did they even speak on how many signatures that they had? Do y'all know?
I don't know the specific number. I really don't give a fuck.
They have thousands. They have thousands of signatures.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, he was convicted of dogfighting, for people who don't know. He served time in prison for it, whatever, came out, you know, got back in the NFL, whatever. So, I think it said someone on the petition, it was like, to honor a man who has zero regard for animals is unacceptable. And I would like your help to make sure he is not honored at the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I mean, yeah, okay, I understand, you know, dog fighting, whatever, cool. He served his time for that. Why are we still punishing this man as if he wasn't one of the greatest during his time period at his position? You know what I'm saying? So if he's already served his time, paid his dues, you know what I'm saying? I don't see why.
Leave that man alone.
Yeah. Like,
but that's what I said. It's so retarded because it's like, y'all feel like this over, don't get me wrong, I like dogs too, but over a dog.
Yeah.
But just the last thing we were talking about, George Zimmerman killed a fucking human being, a black person. Y'all don't be irate about that, but you be irate over a fucking dog.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you already know the people that are pushing for this. Like, it's just so irritating. Like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Is a dog life, you know what I'm saying, more than mine?
Listen,
know what I'm saying?
Honey, you would be surprised.
Like, and I know the answer to that when you ask those people. But it's like, bro, like, that shit is so fucked up. Like, how y'all get so irate over the dumbest shit over a fucking dog? But, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talk about a dog.
But even because the bottom line is it's illegal to dog fight. Yeah. But he did his time for it.
Right.
So I know you brought up George Zimmerman. He acquitted.
No, but and I ain't gonna say he acquitted, you know, and I was about to say that, but this is a prime example of how society will continue to convict you, you know, after you pay your debt to society as an offender. George Zimmerman, He ain't no, that nigga's different because he didn't serve any time.
Exactly.
He didn't pay any debt to society. Like, so everything he's getting right now, he fucking deserves.
Yeah.
He fucking deserves.
I'm just talking about, you know, remember that the verse from Cole about the toe tag. That's what I'm getting at. Like, yo, like, y'all really care about a dog when you care about a black life, bro. Like, that shit is fucking crazy. Like,
and you know what gets me, and this might fuck some people's head up, but, you know, they'll convict a man for fighting dogs, okay? Things that the dogs was gonna fucking do anyway. Maybe not to that extent, but, you know, whatever. But we got legal organizations performing animal cruelty. We got fucking circuses.
Exactly.
You know, we got people stripping animals for their fur and making jackets and rugs.
Talk
and
about it.
Makeup. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me to going on the legal killing of animals. Hunting. Oh, it's hunting season.
Yeah, talk about
deer. Talk about talk about animal cruelty.
I like Bambi.
Like, you know, and it's so and it's so crazy. Like, don't let me get started. Milking a cow for its milk intended for the calves. That's fucking animal cruelty. You think your hands were meant to go on their fucking
But
nipples?
Even then, when you're done with them, what do? You slaughter them.
Yeah, it ain't.
But you're
exactly.
Mad about a damn dog.
You fill them up with hormones to give milk produce, you know, help them produce more milk. You're pulling on their fucking tits. You're getting milk.
Yes.
Animal cruelty. Like, you know what? This white conformed world is something else.
Because they're really savages.
It's really funny.
And they don't like it when anybody else does it. But hey.
And then we talking about the Pro Bowl, bro. Like,
yeah, like,
all he does as a captain is pick who's going to be on his team. Like, that's it.
But do you honestly think that, I mean, this will have any merit? Honestly,
they can have a thousands petition of, to keep him. Shit.
They can have they might have one already, but they can have as many signatures as they want. I don't.
But yeah, it's because NFL is a private industry, right?
Yeah, the NFL is. But you,
so yeah, they don't have to conform to that.
At the same time, you already know who be. They act like they, if they're not interested in the NFL, is going to lose his money. Like, black people don't watch the shit. Like, fuck out of here, man. Like,
I wish they leave him alone.
Just leave him alone. Let him be in the Pro Bowl. It's the Pro Bowl. Like, what the hell does it matter? If you don't like it, you don't like it, don't watch. Simple as that.
But, you know, people like to make an uproar about things, but
everything.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant.
Delete all that shit.
Oh, man. But, you know, this is the next. This is kind of heavy, so I'm a let somebody else take on this one, and I'll speak my piece on that.
Dion.
Oh, yeah. If I guess it's not new, but a lot of people are starting to talk about it, and we need to talk about it, is sex trafficking. I heard something that was in Ubers or Lyfts, like make sure if you're a female, well, even if you're female or male, but definitely if you're a female, before you get in the backseat of that car, make sure that child lock isn't on, because it's like they were, I think it's one female I heard.
In Atlanta.
It may have been, and she was just riding, you know, on Lyft, you know, all that. They know, you know, where you're supposed to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The driver was taking her somewhere else to, like, somewhere dark. And she was like, this ain't, where are you taking me? Mm-hmm. And somehow she ended up getting out the car and just ran.
Yeah.
Sex trafficking, like the movie, what, Taken? If you haven't watched Taken, this is kind of about that. The movie Traffic. It's a big underground business.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely for young girls, girls period. We have to, at one, as a man, if something doesn't look right, call the police. Call some. It is a number where you can call for that. If you see something going on, it's 1-888-373-7888. But I feel as if, like, we should start definitely just watching our communities, watching our little girls, watching even our little boys, because it's a lot of sick people out here. And people are making money from snatching up our little, you know what I'm saying, our little kids. Like, and that's like, yo, you sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
And it needs to be talked about more. We need to watch our communities, watch our kids. Don't let them just walk up the street and all that. Just, call me when you go to whoever house. No, like, pay attention to that. Pay attention to bus stops, because it's people, it's sex offenders and stuff all at bus stops that you may not know about. But it's like, yo, why is this? If something doesn't look right, question it. Like if somebody, if it's a grown man at a damn bus stop or anything, or even a woman, because I think they're starting to use women to get other little girls and stuff now. So it's like, yo, man, we got to pay attention and watch after hours. So if you have any young kids that you're related to, or young kids in the neighborhood, especially girls, man, watch after them. If something doesn't look right, call the police or call the number, because it's sick.
And that's the national human trafficking hotline. The number that Dion dropped. But back to the Uber thing, I did come across an article. There's been an uptick in assaults happening, you know, in Uber. And a lot of it has to do with like the ride shares. They've seen, like, you know, you have the ability to you know, share a car with someone else, and there's been a lot of, you know, assaults. And
because I was wondering, you know, every Uber driver, their information is attached, so that's why I always wondered, like, what the fuck? They're gonna find you. They know you are. But you say it's like ride sharing, like they'll set up like a ride sharing.
Yeah, they'll set it up.
Yeah, that's
how they got to do better with like fixing that. Like,
word, they got to do something about that.
Security, whatever y'all got to do to fix that, because that's not cool.
The person, like, if you do ride share, you have to enter like your whole life story. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it'll say like, you are sharing a ride with he lives, his phone numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Because people are crazy.
I've noticed an increase of, as far as like with African-American women and children that are being taken.
It's something about, because you heard about the organ, you know, them
organ harvesting.
Harvesting. It's something about black organs or something that I read about. Like, it's behold the coagulant.
Hey.
You know, I don't know, but for those of you who may not know, there's also a shelter in Richmond, more like a safe haven. It's called Safe Harbor, and it's in association with Bond Secure Hospitals. They originally was created in the 1990s for like sexual assault victims and abuse, you know, physical abuse, domestic violence. You know, it was like a shelter, like a safe haven for women. But they teamed up with Bond Secure, and they got I think it was like a $500,000 grant to open a unit strictly for sex trafficking victims. And it's so cool to me, because it's like a secret location. Like, you won't know where it is until you call the number. And then, you know, I guess you do a whole evaluation over the phone or something like that. And then they rearrange ways to get you there. I thought that was super cool. I didn't even know Richmond had something like that. Yeah, so that was super. And I'll go ahead and throw out that number. You know, you never know who, anyone listening. But if you're in need, the Safe Harbor, they can be reached at 804-249-9470. So hopefully we don't have anybody out there that needs that number, but, you know, good to have.
And another thing, I was listening to this other lady's story, that she said she was trafficked when she was younger. And she said a lot of the reasons why they try to get some like younger black girls that may be, you know, a little on the poorer side, is they'll bribe you, like,
money.
I'm gonna buy you. Can I buy you something? You know what I'm saying? Like, you see a little girl
walking
the street, like, hey, you need something?
Some shit like that.
You need some shoes or something? Like, I do need some shoes. Like, hey, I'll buy them for you. Let them go to the store.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have to watch stuff like that. Don't let your kids be, know where your kid is at all times.
Like,
don't
let them, you
have to, because there's predators out here that are trying to snatch them up, you know, it's sick. It's sickening.
You know, what happened to the days when I'm not saying like, you know, men become, y'all need to be the target, but I'm just saying, what happened to the days where women and children were off limits? Like, any type of harm, any type of, you know, anything that you wanted to do to someone, you just knew you weren't going to do that to a female or a child.
Or the times when we police our neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
If something strange happened in my neighborhood, then, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's not about to happen over
but
here.
But we're starting to live in a society where it's mind your business. Man's a business that pays private. You. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But what happened to those communities and those villages?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because,
like, hey, I'm going to watch your joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, too. Like, oh, hey, like where your kids are outside playing with the next door neighbor. What? Like, oh, yeah, we watch the churn. You know what I'm saying? Oh, watch the churn.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You definitely got to get to know people because people. You have to get to know people. Like you have to. It's kind of, I ain't gonna say sad to say, but it's like you have to be overprotective over your child nowadays because people are sick.
Yeah, they are.
And it's like a child is a precious soul. So why
would you taint them? Why would you cause them so much trauma? Like, I don't know.
Right, that's gonna change their life. Like, ever. Like that's
kids
so
are definitely one of the larger targets, but definitely don't want to take away from the fact that. Women and men alike are also targeted and they're also victims. I think another thing, you know, while I agree that it has increased, I feel like we know more about it because of social media and technology. Yeah. So on one hand, I do agree that we definitely need to do a lot more as far as just policing our own communities and just, you know, like our guest who was here, you know, as a collective, you know, you may be a part of this group or this group, but let's all as a collective make sure that the places that we reside are safe. On the other hand, I feel like a lot of us are doing that. And I feel like because we have social media and such a large access to technology that we're able to get the words out. I mean, we have this podcast and we're talking about it right now on this platform. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to kids, you know, to go back to your point, Dion, just making sure one thing that I see a lot is you know, you had to talk about distracted driving, but I see a lot of distracted walking and, you know, the same technology that I'm just talking about, but just on the phone with the head, you know, heads down and things like that. And I know y'all have been seeing it with the whole white van phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know that there is, you know, white vans that really do have those locks on it. But, you know, a lot of people are kind of sensationalizing it. Within the past few weeks, but I definitely think it's important to just know what to look for and know how to just carry yourself when you're out here, because unfortunately you're preyed on and you never know when it could be you. Right. So just stay ready so you don't have to get ready, and just making sure just that you go over.
Be aware of your surroundings.
Exactly.
You know, be cautious. And, you know, one part that is so just like disappointing is that this just makes you on way more high alert. You know, you're a little bit more paranoid. I'm not going to lie. Every time I get in the car, I look in my rear view mirror to see, because you know how they've been saying they've been sticking that strap thing on it so that if women start to try to take it off, that's when they abduct them. Mm-hmm. It's like that. I can't explain it, but like, I'm always looking at my rear. I'm always looking at my rear view mirrors when I'm getting in the car, which it's not a bad thing, but. Damn. Wow. I'm looking at my rear view mirror.
You know, and I don't want to spend, you know, a whole lot of time on it, but I definitely want to give a shout out to my mom and my dad, because they definitely at a young age was showing us this is what could happen. They did a lot of say shock therapy, but they were like, this is how it is. Mm-hmm. So when I tell you to stay beside me in the store, that's exactly what I mean, because you know, was it Chris Hansen or I don't remember who it was, but the kidnapping shows, you know,
the Amber Alerts and stuff like that.
So I'll be honest with you, you know, just a couple of things that I do. I know driving school tells you the first thing that you should do when you get in the car is put on your seatbelt. The very first thing that I do is I lock my door. Stuff like that.
That's how I was taught.
Open up one door when I'm by myself. I only unlock my door. That's it. Just different things. When you're at the gas station, try not to go at night. If you're a woman, you know, I know that we are big and strong, but if you can avoid it and you can have somebody come with you when you have to do late night runs, just have somebody come with you. For example, you know, I'm with, we roll here together, and typically we drive separately.
That's her paranoid ass. I would have been fine.
She would have been fine, but still, my mother always told me, make sure you switch shit up, because you never know who is watching.
Yeah, that is true. My mom always told me, like, don't take the same route to work every day. Switch it up sometimes.
So, I guess another thing, which I've heard before, like, Do y'all, like, when y'all at a grocery store or a parking lot, do y'all try to park closer to the store? Like, don't park
somewhere that's lit. I be thinking about my car, so I park further away from
it. But I'm saying, because that could be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that could be a factor. Yeah,
I don't necessarily park. Now, if I park away from the store, it's usually during the day, and that's because I just got my car washed or something, and I don't have time for door dings. But as far as strategically parking, if it is dark, I do try to get somewhere closer to the entrance of the store. And then I also, if you know me, you know I back a car in quick, fast, with the hurry.
Gotta be ready.
So, and then, you know, I just try to, you know, make sure I'm not parked beside big trucks or vans. And, you know, I'm always looking. I'm always making noise. Like, she'll call me paranoid, but I'm on high alert at all times, especially when I have my child. You know, I've had situations where I'm in the parking lot of the grocery store. It's dark, pitch black dark. Big, strong men like y'all walking past. And this man wants to walk up to me, you know, and ask me, can I help him with... No, all these men just passed, and you want to ask me, and I'm with my child. Try not. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, pretty girl,
hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles. You know what I mean? Hey.
Oh, and another thing, like for like kids or anyone really, if y'all got like Apple devices or whatever, you can share your location with like a close friend or family member or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you're going out somewhere, so that way they know. All right, this is where you at? Blah blah blah.
Totally agree.
Just stay alert for sure.
Yeah, ladies, gents, children, look out. I mean, you know, look out for yourselves, look out for each other. You know, there's nothing wrong with just keeping an eye out, you know, being a good Samaritan. It's nothing wrong with that.
Shit, they be calling on us to have when we cooking out and shit. So call when you don't see, like, you know what I'm saying?
We're in the times where everybody's like, mind your business, all that. Shit. Sometimes other people's business is your business.
Yeah, if something don't look right, you ain't got to, you know, save them. Call police, call the law enforcement, whatever. And
I think that's a crucial point, because I think you can't deny the fact that people have been harmed severely or even killed for not minding their business by trying to be a good Samaritan. Or things can happen like, you know, the topic that we talked about in one of the earlier episodes where... He thought he was like, hey, my neighbor, something's off. Her door's open. And then look at what happened. So,
but you know, I think it's, I don't know, a lot of times you may just have to, like, in that moment, you know, you know when something's right and when something's wrong. You know when something's off. You know, you may have to just look inside, like, should I? Nah, I think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Or that it ain't sitting well with me. You know what I'm saying? You might have to just use your intuition sometimes, but
don't let your kids wander off either. Because it's Christmas time, kids see, you're focused, one track mind in the store.
And you gotta talk to your kids. As Mommy, I explained to my child.
No, we're not doing that. Like, come on.
Yeah, I explained to mine when I get on her, like, you should be walking away. You know what I'm saying? I explained to her, like, what if somebody come and take you away?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, because there's people out there like that. And she's standing there, you know, she getting scolded or whatever. But it's really like, you just got to be open with it and let them know, like, you know, the world ain't all rainbows, cupcakes, and unicorns.
Yeah, everybody ain't nice.
So. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, man. But anyway, you know, if you or anyone you know may be a victim of sex trafficking, please utilize those phone numbers that we spoke about, if anyone would like to repeat them.
So the number is 1-888-373-7888. And this is the National Human Trafficking Hotline. You can also text HELP or INFO to 233-733. Mm-hmm. Of course, standard data messaging rates will apply. I had to put that little tidbit in there. They're available 24 hours, 7 days a week, and, you know, all languages, English, Spanish, and more than 200 languages. So definitely utilize those numbers. Again, that's 1-888-373-7888, National Human Trafficking Hotline, or text HELP or INFO to 233-733.
Right. And if you are residing in the Richmond area and you or someone you know may be a victim of any type of sexual, physical abuse, sex trafficking, anything like that, there is a safe haven by the name of Safe Harbor. Their direct line, 804-249-9470. All right, y'all. I think we're going to wrap this episode up. Good old episode 8.
It's been real.
You know, again, shout out to the to la homie, 1/5 of the podcast, sweet brother Noomsi. Yep. Please say to Noomsi.
Get well soon, bro.
Get well soon, bro. You know, we held it down. But until next time, you guys, I'm your girl, Crown Vic.
It's your boy, Just Doug.
Love, J Meeks.
And D Carey. It's the top.
We're the top,
and
y'all.
We are the top. We are.
We are. Top.
Truly opinionated, we do it for the culture. A group of minds came and combined to put some thoughts in order. A platform is all we need to be so filterless. Say what's on your mind, put it all in line. Your own perspective, living legends all in one room. It be so effortless, build it up like it's Tetris. Come with knowledge, so let us in. We doing it straight from the soul. That's how we feeling it, killing in every category. This would be the testimony. A lot of truth with just as many opinions. So prolific a vision, you won't forget it. We over top of the gimmicks, the side of something new. This for why city ain't stopping until we reach our pinnacle. We got a lot to do, been breaking through, you know what we on. All gas, no brakes, what it takes. Let's set the stage to be great. This is the top for the day. You will see nothing better, beginning of something special. We reaching another level, we pushing forward together. Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I said what? Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, yeah, you know. Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I say what? Everybody got ambitions, you know. We on the rise with the top, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, truly opinionated.